the oil pipeline has spread it all over the water. It burned down all the grasses. Also, I think it has a great effect to the community who are living here, to the animal, the cows who are living here, and also as well as the trees and the grasses.
What is the level of the damage?
In part, damage is very high. The way I have seen today is very high indeed. It needs a responsibility that can be taken by the GFOC operating company who is working here in Unit Oil Field to take a major responsibility to rescue the great flowing of oil over the water, over the grasses that burn down all the grasses the way I see.
So what is the responsibility of the state government to what this oil problem? Because this is not the first time that we have this oil spill. This might be the fourth or fifth time. What step is the state government have been undertaking to curb that issue?
The responsibility of the government of Northern State is to talk, to urge the oil company to take this responsibility in order to contain this oil, not to flow anyhow, not to affect the community of the state, and also inform all the partners who are working with the oil company to take this responsibility in order not to affect our community as large as our animal in all.
Based on the information I got and in the field, people are saying that this is not starting today. It has been there for some day. And the oil company were not aware that there is oil leakages. What step are they taking now to cover that spill?
According to what I have seen and what I have told by the GFOC staff who are working there today, they say they are working hard in order to control this random flowing of oil, in order to make sure that they have control this situation of flowing of the oil.
When did you get the information that there is oil leakages somewhere around La Lobe and Unity Oil Field?
We have received this information early this morning, and this is why I come to Oil Field in order to witness if this is exactly true, happen or not. And I don't know exactly from GFOC side whether they know it, this plowing or this spilling of oil is happening. And according to what I have seen, this was formed by the community while moving in the forest, so they referred it to the GFOC in order to make this control. And today they are working on it in order to control this.
How difficult is that to the local community who are living around the oil field?
Absolutely, it is too difficult for the people who are living here in Budang County in order to live together with the oil, which overflooded, burned down the grasses and the trees, everything has burned down. I think it's very difficult. This is why I'm saying it is a responsibility of the government to urge the GFOC company in order to take this responsibility so as to control this situation.
If you said people are living around that area, have there been any displacement? Have people been displaced from that area where we have that oil leakages?
There's displacement, of course, and this is, I can't say this is only this area alone, and I think it has flooded as far as we don't know how many barrels has flooded away, and I think this is the responsibility of the GFOC to confirm how many oil has flooded from this situation.
So what could be the next step now from the government side? Because this has been repeating itself.
In fact, our relationship with the oil company, as far as GFOC is concerned, is they are working on the oil field with absolutely the Northern State territories, in which if we got this situation which is affecting our communities, the hazard which is happening here, we have to report it to the Ministry of Petroleum in order to talk to the company, in order to help them to come down to the field in order to make this pipeline under control.
I was also told that the vice president of GFOC and maybe a delegation from the Ministry of Petroleum may be coming to Bentiu tomorrow. What should be the point of discussion?
Yes, of course, I've told the management committee of GFOC, led by vice president of GFOC, will be coming tomorrow in order to make accurate information to make sure how many barrels are plotted and how best they can make this control together with engineers.
We were expecting that the oil should be a blessing to the people of the oil producing state. And now it's turning into cost. What criteria, what step would the government take to make sure that this oil become a blessing rather than a curse?
Of course, this is the responsibility of the government, not only the government of Northern State, as the government of Republic of South Sudan, to sit down in order to make sure this random plotting of oil in oil field has to be controlled. And this happened when the crisis of 2013 happened, and the oil pipeline has already got and renewable. So I think this is what caused the splitting of this oil pipeline in the Unity.
7-8 years ago, the state government tried in collaboration with the oil company to relocate the community living around the oil field. But the oil company failed to compensate those communities. How would they go if they are not being compensated?
Yes, in fact, as I said earlier, this is the responsibility of the state government in order to sit down, to see the way, how best they can do in order to relocate our communities from oil field to the safe place.
Finally, today you have seen the impact of oil, the destruction it caused. What are you going to do as the state?
Yes, what I would like to finalize my statement is to advise our community who are living here in Budang County, where this is plotting of oil field has erupted, to stay far away from where this situation happened today. So they have to be relocated from where this oil field is affecting the environment of the community. My last message is to urge the GFOC operating company to take this responsibility in order to make sure the environment of this state is safe and the environment of our community in Budang County is safe.